I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Coming up, a new study says Americans' religious identity is more fluid than ever. We'll find out more in just a few minutes. But first, Michael Steele, the recently elected head of the Republican National Committee, is getting a lot of attention these days, and not necessarily the good kind, from some of his Republican colleagues, with rumors flying that he may even get the boot. Steele, in a recent GQ magazine interview, stoked the onslaught. Here to tell us more is NPR's political editor, Ken Rudin. Hi, Ken.
Hi, Michelle.
So what exactly did he say in this interview that has everybody, or not everybody, at least some people, so upset?
Well, let me just say that one of the reasons people are upset is because he has a history of making intemperate or unsophisticated remarks. He got this little battle with Rush Limbaugh a few weeks ago when he called his remarks incendiary and ugly. Then he had to apologize, much to the delight of the White House and the Democrats, who now call Rush Limbaugh the head of the Republican Party. Earlier, there were three Republicans who voted against the stimulus package: Arlen Specter, Olympia Snowe, and Susan Collins. And Michael Steele suggested, well, maybe there should be conservative challenges to them and in the primary. So a lot of Republicans didn't like that. Now the latest is that in this GQ interview that was released this week, although it was late in February when he recorded it, when he had the interview, he said that basically abortion was an individual choice. And he was asked whether some women should have the right to have abortion. He said, absolutely. This is exactly not what the Republican Party stands for. Many conservatives really were outraged. Mike Huckabee said the remarks were very troubling. Kenneth Blackwell, who ran against Michael Steele for the chairmanship, said that Michael Steele should go back and read the Bible, the Constitution, and the 2008 Republican platform. Then he should get the job done, do his job as Republican National Chairman, or get out of the way.
Was it solely his remarks about abortion that caused the heartburn?
Well, it was mostly about that. I mean, that's what it really was.
Because he's actually stating the law, that the law is, it is at present an individual choice. He also said in the interview that I believe in the values we hold. We are the conservative party of this country. We are a party that values life, born and unborn. We value hard work, individual rights and liberties. We value the individual to go out and carve out a dream for ourselves, and so on and so forth. He said that also in the interview. It sounds like he reaffirmed his pro-life
right
position.
And yesterday, when all this whole thing started to blow up, he said, his quote was, I am pro-life, I always have been, and I always will be. But it was those words about it's an individual choice, that yes, of course they have the right to, but if you're the Republican Party National Chairman and you were just elected on a conservative platform, and Republicans are still decided and fighting over which direction they should go in the wake of the 2006 and 2008 losses, the last thing they want is a Republican National Chairman saying that, well, abortion is fine and dandy. Of course, he didn't say that.
He didn't say that.
No, of course, but that's what the headlines say, he said.
Is his job truly in jeopardy?
Well, I suspect not. There are some people who think that it's a matter of time when he's gone. I'm not one of those people. To get rid of him, you need two-thirds of the vote of the RNC, which is not going to happen. Of course, he could step down. But look, Michael Steele has always been a showman. He's a regular commentator on Fox News. He was a former lieutenant governor of Maryland. He ran for the Senate in 2006. He's very good in front of a camera, but sometimes he says things off the top of his head. Now, that's exactly what got Howard Dean, also a former national chairman that on the Democratic side, got in trouble, because often Howard Dean would say what he thought.
He would commit candor, huh?
You can't have that in politics. And of course, Democrats would roll their eyes, just like Republicans are rolling their eyes now.
Is he taking any steps to repair the frayed relationships with those who are concerned about him? Is he taking any steps to rein himself in, for example?
Well,
perhaps he'll hire a minder.
Well, that's a good question. I know he either met with or spoke with Mike Huckabee yesterday, the former governor of Arkansas, the former presidential candidate and probably future presidential candidate, who harshly criticized Michael Steele. And then when he reminded Huckabee that, look, I am totally pro-life, Huckabee came back with a statement saying, I appreciate that and I'm glad that it's clarified. But there are a lot of Republicans. First of all, remember when Michael Steele was elected chairman in January, he was, of the six Republicans running for chairman, he was considered the most liberal. Now, I don't know what that means in the larger scheme of things, but he was seen as the more moderate candidate. And given the fact that it took six ballots for him to be elected, that meant that there were a lot of other Republicans who preferred other candidates.
Is this a problem about him, or is this reflective of the overall division or his skill or lack of skill in taking on this new position or this new role and figuring out how to position himself in this new role? Or is it a reflective of just the broader divisions within the party and the need to figure out which direction to go in the wake of some very devastating election results in November?
I think both of those are correct, but I still think it's more the former than the latter, given the fact that he has said some things that were probably more liberal than some people would like. If you think of previous Republican chairman Lee Atwater, or Haley Barbour, whatever you thought of those Republicans, they didn't try to, or at least inadvertently, alienate half the party by comments on abortion. Life is a very important part of the Republican Party platform and has been since Ronald Reagan, and that has not gone away.
Ken Rudin is NPR's political editor. You can read his daily blog, Political Junkie, at npr.org. Ken, thank you.
Thanks, Michelle.